علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are basing our discussions on the first sermon, whereby in one of the phrases, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the reasons behind the coming of the messengers is that وَيُثِيرُ لَهُمْ دَفَائِنُ الْعُقُولِ, that these messengers, they come and they extract, they excavate, they bring forth the hidden intellects of the people, like of the societies. That is one of their important duties. And we say that many of times these intellects are buried because of these false ideas and imaginary concepts that are being put forth by the enemies of humanity, which includes the shaitan, the Satan, that includes the human beings that seek to control other human beings and seek to exercise their authority over them. Basically, both types of devils that we have in the world, which are the devils of the jinn, and the devils of the human beings, both of them, their job is to uncover, or rather to bury the intellect. And the job of the prophets is to excavate it and to show, to bring it back to light.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, one of the very important things that we need to keep in mind here is that these enemies, sometimes they completely stop human beings from thinking. Sometimes they give wrong information. Sometimes they also give and present wrong methods for people to try and learn and understand things. So, for example, sometimes you'll see their educational system is a problematic system. How do I say so? For example, in the previous times, they would encourage people to just memorize and cram. And the system of studies was based on, for example, memorizing formula and things like that. And not really trying to ponder and think in their own ways. Or, for example, they would make the educational process a very lengthy one, a repetitive and lengthy one that would discourage strong intellects and geniuses to flourish. And this is another problem. that another type of, you can say, man-made catastrophe for the human intellects. And large amounts of intellects have gone down the drain due to this thing. Another thing that the enemies are famous for doing is the issue of brain drain. So, for example, when they find intellects that are very strong and good, they drain those intellects to their own places and their own countries and make them part of the system. Brainwash them and make them part of their own suppressive and aggressive systems. And we can see this happening in different parts of the world, especially right now you can see that happening in some of those foreign countries, some of the Western countries that are using this procedure to get different forms of intellectual people into their own fold. And these have been happening throughout time to control, keep control over the intellects and to make sure they are in one direction. But, as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has encouraged people to think in ways that the enemies do not want us to think. So, for example, the enemy doesn't mind you to research about the camel, let's say, and find out, for example, how the digestive system works and how the, you know, how it is able to stay in the desert and, you know, stay without water for a long time. He doesn't mind you to do that research. But the moment you try to connect this to the divine and make it as a sign of a divine power and a divine force, then there is a problem there. That's where the Western educational system will block any intellectual person to take that step, that divine step to understand things in a further manner.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
So now, we've seen that the intellectual control over the people is in different dimensions when it comes to the Western authorities trying to make sure that people think in a certain way. You look at the news outlets, for example. The news is one of the very, very important manifestations of the control over the intellects. You look at the information that is spread to the people. It is very, very much biased. It's very much sometimes mixed with controversies and false reports, false information. You look at the Iran, look at the, for example, the information given about Iraq, which was a pretext for them to attack Iraq, let's say. It was based on false information. The Afghanistan attack, the same. The Vietnam War, the same. All the recent wars that were done by the Western powers towards the Eastern Hemisphere were all based on false pretexts, and these were encouraged by the media. So when we talk about dafa'inul uqul, the intellects that are buried, we mean buried in this way, buried by the media, buried by superstition, buried by false information and false academia, false research. All of this is burying the intellect of the people and not allowing them to think in a divine direction. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran wants people to realize that all of these are the signs of God, and they are signs of the presence of a very powerful being that is beyond our general perceptions. And therefore it is important for us to go towards that direction. Inshallah, in the coming session, I'll give you other examples of this and explain how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophets of God want us to think so that we can achieve the very right freedom that we deserve as human beings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه